I think right there is my sentiment on election night right now. All right. I got to tell you, I was extremely concerned about this election here in Pennsylvania, the gubernatorial race. As I said, look, if Senator Golf Spikes would have prevailed, Pennsylvania would have been a right-to-work state immediately. All the horrible stuff that we could have even imagined yet would have happened. But thank goodness it is not going to be happening. Tom Wolf and John Fetterman ruled. They're the victors. That's the good news. And I've got Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman on the line. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick. How are you? It's great to be on your show, as always.
I'm good. Congratulations. I mean, how about a little excitement in your voice?
Oh, no. The only thing in my voice, Rick, is true gratitude to the people of Pennsylvania, to the members of union members and labor across Pennsylvania that I know stepped up for Governor Wolf and I. There's excitement in my voice, but mostly it's just gratitude for everyone voting for our ticket. So, and gratitude to you for having me on your show.
No, we appreciate having you. You've always been a good friend of the program, and hopefully, as Lieutenant Governor, you'll come back and keep us up to date on what's going on. Talk a little bit about the campaign and some of the folks that you've met. And an incredibly long road. I mean, every time I talk to you, were back and forth across the state like a madman.
Yeah, 79,000 miles. We every county, every vote, and that's what we did. And we went to 66 counties, no county's too red, no town's too small. And it's about getting out and scratching for every vote. Governor Wolf had a tremendous first term. So getting the message out to the union brothers and sisters that, the union way of life is all on the line here in Pennsylvania. Public education, it's all on the line. Women's reproductive freedom and choice is on the line. LGBTQ rights is on the line. And I think it spoke volumes that the race was called within a couple minutes of after the polls closing. It speaks to the strength of Governor Wolf's first term and our ticket and our campaign.
Yeah. Now let's look down ticket. What are we looking at? Are you following any of the races?
I'm following right now, and I think we're pulling ahead, and I don't think there was ever a doubt that the Dems were going to take over the U.S. House. Just historically, that always happens. So things are looking good on that end, and I'm excited about having more and more Dems winning. It's been a great result, and like I said, the only overriding emotion that I'm feeling right now is just pure gratitude.
Good on you. I mean, but at the end of it, the hope is that there's some coattails down ticket in the state house and state senate. Maybe you pick up a seat or two to help move your agenda forward. What have you had conversations about? What the path forward's going to be yet, or are we just still in election mode?
Yeah, dude, we're just in election mode. I just know that I can't wait to work with Governor Wolf. He's an extraordinary leader and just a great guy too. I really enjoyed campaigning with him and getting to know him on a personal level, and just looking forward to it.
Now, I guess the big question: suit and tie in your future? Is that happening?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to pick my battles, but not too much.
No, but I'm glad you took some time for us. I don't want to hold you up too long. I just wanted to congratulate you and Governor Wolf on the just fantastic victory, and let you know that we're behind you 100%, and we want you to come back and share some thoughts and help move our Commonwealth forward.
All right. As always, Rick, thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, anytime, John. Thank you so much. Congratulations again. And, I look at this, and John's always been one of those guys who's just been fantastic. And I don't want to hold him up too much because tonight is the celebration night. And as he said, still in election mode. But when he was campaigning, there was nobody, I think nobody who ran across this state the way he did. 79,000 miles over the last several months.
back and forth. I mean, think about it. You know, from one end of the state, the Commonwealth, to the other is 358 miles from one end to the other. And they covered each and every mile of it. But good on them. And I'm so thrilled that Governor Wolf got reelected and no Scott Wagner. Now, the big question is, will there be a concession speech? And oh, if there is, please, someone record it for me. Gotta have this. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ben Jackson's going to be here to share some thoughts on how things are going in his world, what he's paying attention to. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.